Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, all part of the Golf Radio Network. Don't forget, you can find us online, jjthegolfguy.com. Proudly brought to you by OSM Networks. Our guest continues to be Lorne Rubenstein from the Globe and Mail, and you can catch his column quite a bit during the week, and he always has some interesting and insightful thoughts, and we thank you for your continued support of the show, Lorne.
You bet, and always glad to help out.
All right, we're going to talk about the Verizon in a couple seconds, and I want to get your thoughts on the Canadian Open, which, of course, has a new date this summer, and what's your take on it? Some interesting announcements as far as players.
Yeah, well, the most interesting announcement, of course, is that Vijay Singh will play because he's going to be playing in that event in Prince Edward Island with Mike Weir right after the Canadian Open on the Monday. They'll fly out on the Sunday night after the Canadian Open. So, you know, he's going to play in both, and the Canadian Open and then that thing in PEI. So that's good. I mean, right after the British Open, at least we know that they're going to have Vijay Singh. They're going to have Jim Furyk. Obviously, Weir and Ames will be there. So, I mean, Tiger definitely won't be there. Mickelson won't be there. But, you know, with Singh and with the interest in Ames and Weir and with Furyk promising to come back as the defending champion, I think, you know, there will be a lot of talk about the field. There always is. But come Thursday, these guys will tee it up. And if the golf course holds up, if Davis Love did do the work that he was supposed to do, and then maybe we'll have a better Canadian Open than everybody's been predicting. I mean, having said that, there is no buzz about the golf course on the tour, unfortunately. And it is a bad date still the week after the British Open. But there are at least a couple things to maybe wipe the frown off some of the people that involved with the tournament and help them smile just a little bit, a little corner of their mouth.
Now, we've had Bill Paul, tournament director, on a couple weeks ago. Actually, a couple times he's been on now talking about the Canadian Open. And I know it's his job to, you know, court potential players and also to stay positive. And he is saying that Tiger has not said no yet. He has not said yes.
Well, Bill's been saying that for years. Tiger has not said no, and Tiger never says no until, you know, Friday night, you know, when the withdrawal the time comes. No, Tiger wouldn't say no. You know, he doesn't say no, and he doesn't say yes. We know what he plays in the majors. We know what tournaments he plays. But just because Tiger hasn't said no, I mean, it doesn't mean a thing.
Is that deceitful then, Lauren? Should they be sending out press releases that say Tiger has not said no?
They shouldn't be sending out press releases, but that's the answer you would expect from Bill Paul when somebody asks him the question.
No, I always find that interesting. So, I mean, I think it would be interesting. Do you ever see Tiger returning to play in Canada at an event like that?
It wouldn't surprise me, you know, if things improve and if they get a better golf course or if the date changes, you know. I mean, you know, he may come back sometime. Who knows? I mean, he'll be, once this current TV contract expires in 2012, he'll be, what, 37, 38 years old. So he'll likely still be playing golf, or maybe not. Maybe he'll, you know, be owning his own bank somewhere. keep all his money.
The Verizon event on the PGA Tour, and Zach Johnson, Masters champ for 2007, will be teeing it up. What will be going on in his head? Will he be able to play properly? Or I guess he'll still be kind of all over the place.
Well, if he can get past the first nine holes and play some golf and not shoot himself out of it the first nine holes with all the excitement, then I think he'll be okay. He loves the golf course. It's just a matter of, you know, putting it in play. And who knows? It's not unprecedented that you could win the Masters and then the next tournament back-to-back. And this is the perfect course to come and play because it is a tight little golf course, and he does enjoy it there.
And
you know, it's going to be interesting to see how he responds.
Yeah, and what names do you think stick out in your mind as far as potential winners of the Verizon?
Well, you know, Davis Love has won it so often there. For some reason, he seems to, you know, put his game together there. I think that, you know, a player like that, I haven't really checked the fields. I don't know if guys like Furyk and Badley are playing, but I would certainly look to guys like that, guys who are just, you know, shot makers who can move the ball around because that's the kind of golf that's required.
Lorne Rubenstein, columnist for the Globe and Mail and also a very established author, joining us on the program. And, Lorne, how is the book doing?
The last book, A Disorderly Compendium of Golf, is doing, you know, pretty well, actually. It sold out its first printing, and it's in its second printing right now. People seem to be enjoying it. You know, they're having fun with it, the kind of book you can open up at any page and get a story and something entertaining, something you can learn, and something you can sort of, you know, joke around with your buddies at the 19th hole, some trivia. So it's really gotten a nice response.
Yeah, and I was able to crack it over Masters weekend and make the same sandwiches that they do.
That's good, yeah, I'm sure. And, you know, no wonder you're running to the hospital now.
No, because there's so many. It's interesting because the book, it's so true. I mean, you can open it anywhere and you find stuff that you didn't even notice before. I mean, I think that's the, how many actually little bits of golf information are actually in there? Is there a number? Do you have a number on that?
Well, the book is close to 400 pages. It's got to be over 1,000 little bits and pieces.
Wow, that's incredible. So it's a fantastic read, and I encourage you to our listeners to pick that up. I know I've had some great feedback from some of our listeners and golfers alike, and even those that don't play a lot of golf and don't know much about the game find it very interesting to read. So it kind of hits all demographics.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun putting it together. It was really enjoyable doing it with my co-author, Jeff Newman, and who knows, you know, maybe we'll do another if this one continues to do well.
Do you think you'd ever write a book about me?
You know, I'm not sure I have the words to decide. I'd really have to have a great thesaurus. I'm not sure I've got those descriptive powers.
Lauren Rubenstein, always a pleasure. We thank you for joining us, and hopefully we'll get you on in the next couple weeks.
Okay, buddy, go shovel some snow.
Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, proudly brought to you by Mizuno Golf.
Take a listen to this line from MicroAge President Tom Fleming. When you deal with MicroAge, we take all the worry and problems out of your computer systems. Isn't that a relief? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes dealing with computers can be frustrating work, but not when you put it in the hands of MicroAge. They cover it all, from computer sales to IT consulting, right through to project management. Their approach is to deal with you and meet your exact needs. They want you to succeed, and they will use their energy and talent to make sure you get there. MicroAge has been in business since 1984, specializing in bringing IT solutions to the business community with the best and accredited professionals in the region. MicroAge in Belleville and Kingston. Computer solutions have never been so clear.
Brent has a hard time with anything that isn't sports.
What's the score? I can't tell. Who's winning?
Brent, it's Shakespeare in the Park. Nobody wins.
You got that right.
That's why Brent likes it at Boston Pizza. Because he can relax, watch whatever game, and always get exactly what's going on. Unlike some other places.
Offside! Totally offside!
The word is objection, Mr. Hawes.
Right, objection. What'd I say?
Boston Pizza. You're among friends.
Pinnacle Music Studios is Southeastern Ontario's authorized Yamaha piano dealer. We carry the finest crafted instruments from digital pianos to the world-renowned Yamaha grand pianos. So whether you're a concert-level artist needing a large grand piano or a beginner just starting out, we have a Yamaha instrument to meet your needs and your budget. With over a century of piano manufacturing experience and innovation, Yamaha pianos are the premier choice of concert venues, music schools, professional musicians, and music enthusiasts around the world. Play a Yamaha today at Pinnacle Music Studios, downtown Belleville.